Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
It seems like only yesterday that the disgraced former President Donald Trump said that he believes abortion limits should be left to the states, outlining his position in a video in which he declined to endorse a national abortion ban after months of mixed messages and speculation. He said, "Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights." He said, "My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, and the states will determine by vote or legislation, or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state." Not great English, but I think we take the point that he's making. Ironically, here we are 24 hours later, and the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled to let a law banning almost all abortions in the state go into effect, a decision that could curtail abortion access in the U.S. Southwest and could make Arizona one of the biggest battlefields in the 2024 electoral fight over abortion rights. The justices said Arizona could enforce an 1864 near-total abortion ban, first passed before Arizona even became a state, that went unenforced for decades after the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion nationwide in the 1973 decision Roe v. Wade. However, the justices also ruled to hold off requiring the state to enforce the ban for 2 weeks in order to allow advocates to ask a lower court to pause it again. Well, the ban can only be enforced prospectively according to the 4-2 ruling. Minutes after the ruling, Chris Mayers, Arizona's Democratic Attorney General, vowed not to prosecute any doctors or women under the 1864 ban. You see, here is the story of the Republicans under Donald Trump playing out. The whole thing is a setup. Donald Trump tries to make it sound as if he's being more gentle around abortion by saying, you know, no national abortion ban, no national abortion ban, and then handing it to the states. And of course, the states, who invariably are far-right, extremist, Christian nationalist leaders, well, they want an abortion ban, a total abortion ban. So the hypocrisy is rife. Donald Trump has been caught previously saying that, you know, in order to win the election, he has to appear to be a little more soft on abortion, not to take that hard-line position. Of course, he was the guy that overturned Roe versus Wade, took full credit for it, said no one else could get it done, and yet I got it done. And here he is now trying to soften his approach because he realizes that he's going to lose the election, not just on this issue, but on many others as well. While the long-term impact of the decision on abortion access in Arizona is not yet clear, a number of providers said that they will stay open as long as they can. Planned Parenthood Arizona, which operates multiple locations in the state, intends to continue providing abortions as long as the procedure is legal. Thanks to a court order in a separate case, Planned Parenthood appears to be able to legally provide abortions beyond the 14-day window and as late as into May. And here's the thing that people seem to forget, and that is that Republicans need abortions too. It is not just something that Democrats seek. And invariably, the wealthy have access to abortion no matter what the law of the state. They know people, they have private clinics, they can do whatever it is they can afford to do. But invariably, it is the poor. It is those who rely on state services who are the ones that are left out in the cold. Without the health care that they are or should be entitled to, and invariably it leaves women in a terrible state, both mentally and physically. This is healthcare. It should not be about men controlling women, should not be about conservatives taking a religious position. As we know, the Bible says nothing about abortion. This is a fake position that has been taken by the increasing right wing in the US under the GOP. Donald Trump will say anything to anybody to get elected. He doesn't really care, does he? Not really fussed about abortion either way. But he was told once upon a time that the evangelical vote was worth getting for electioneering, and so that's what he went with. And that's why he installed three far-right, extreme Supreme Court judges and crowbarred them in before the end of his presidency so he could get Roe overturned. Precedent for 50 years in the United States and normal throughout much of the Western world, and the US taking its clock back to the 1950s just to satisfy a small group of white men, invariably. I'm Anthony Davis. You can hear me on the 5 Minute News podcast. Catch me on Wednesdays co-hosting Uncovered, and on Sunday on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.